Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Gary Sorensen. We're going to talk Horton girls basketball. Lady Chargers with two games under their belt to start the season, falling to ACCHS 50-31 last Friday, and then last night against Hiawatha 66-47. And a couple pretty good games, Coach. Certainly a couple pretty good opponents, and you know, a lot of new things you're kind of mixing in this year. What's your overall just kind of assessment, I guess, of the first couple games for your team?
Well, you know, yeah, like you said, Justin, we start with two pretty good ball clubs, and we're going to get better. We're going to get better. I was probably more disappointed in the Effingham game. I thought we turned the ball over a lot, and Hiawatha's got a good ball club, and you know, we've got some things to work on. But kids are playing hard. They're working hard, and we'll get things worked out.
You mentioned taking care of the ball. I know a little bit of foul trouble last night kind of hampered you against Hiawatha as well. So
yeah.
What are some other things, I guess, that you feel like need a little extra focus and work here early in the season?
Well, we're not shooting a real high percentage shot right now. We're playing a little faster than I think we need to at times, and our shots are not going in the way we want to. And you mentioned foul trouble. We've gotten some foul trouble, and we'll address that. And again, the kids are playing hard, and when they do that, they do get a little reach and get in some foul trouble.
Besides playing hard, though, what are some positives you've seen, or maybe a player or two that's kind of stepped up and done a little more than maybe was expected, or just what were some of the positives that you saw in these first two games?
Well, Marlissa Banks had 25 last night. Carly had, I think, 12 last night, 12 or 15, and we shot the ball a little bit better last night. You know, as far as kids stepping up, you know, I think we're all trying to find our role right now, and I know we are. You know, not everybody has to score 20 points a game, but everybody has to contribute somewhere along the line as far as rebounding. And that's what we're looking for, and that's the kids are you know, finding their roles. Again, you know, are we disappointed? Well, yeah, we'd love to be 2-0. Who wouldn't be? But we're not getting our heads down, and you know, we come back practice every day. Kids work hard, and we will get better.
Well, you got a couple home games coming up too. I'm sure focused on Pleasant Ridge on Friday, and you probably are at a spot where you feel like, man, if we can just go out and kind of win one and have a little confidence that, especially early here in the season, that can be a big difference maker, and hopefully you get that opportunity against Pleasant Ridge, right?
Well, yeah, you know, we're glad to be home again, and it's a snowball week, we need to play better Friday night, and then come next Tuesday we have Donovan West, which will be a real challenge. But hey, we're glad to be playing, and here we go.
You bet. Three more games here in December before the holiday break, and a couple of those at home, as we mentioned, coming up. So best of luck, Coach, and I look forward to chatting with you again next week.
Hey, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Gary Sorensen, head coach of the Horton Girls. Charger Boys basketball chat coming up next.